So good to be here this Sabbath day. We have chosen a very interesting topic. It's called the Godhead. And it is my desire that we understand how simple and simplistic God wants our lives to be. Does not want us to be complicated, does not want us to be confused, does not want us to walk in darkness. He's given us light through His Word, and He wants us to know Him. Above all, God wants to be known by us, and He wants to know us. He wants to have a personal, close, intimate relationship with each of us. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Some scripture here I want to read. Greatly misunderstood scripture. And we hope to make it clear to you today. 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, and it reads, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." A lot of meat in there. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we praise You that You have revealed these great and wonderful things to the foolish and to the unlearned and to even one as such as I, that I could understand this, that even a little child could understand this, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, first of all, I want to ask a question. And the question is, what is the Godhead? There are so many opinions on that. The word Godhead appears only three times in the Bible. And those three times, it's in the New Testament. And the references are Acts 17 verse 29, if you want to write those down. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. And Colossians 2 and 9, which we read at the beginning of the service. Now, nowhere in the Old Testament or the New Testament does the word Trinity appear. And yet, we understand that when folks talk about the Trinity, they are talking about the Godhead. I prefer to use the term Godhead all the time, and the other word, no time. It simply means the personalities of the Godhead, which are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I want to make it clear to you today that the Godhead is not a mystery, it's a revelation. That everything that God has done and tried to do in the Bible is to show you who He is and to understand Him and to know Him. And through the Godhead, God reveals Himself. He wants us to know Him as our Heavenly Father. He came to us and became one like us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And one of the greatest revelations in the Bible was when Jesus asked His disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus was very pleased with that answer and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. The Godhead is not the mystery. It's a revelation. The mystery is of godliness. Godliness is a mystery. To become like God. How do we become like God? Well, it's to allow God, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, to come and dwell in our hearts. And by so doing, the Father and the Son take up residence in our lives. It's as simple as that. God wants to be known. God has given us the Godhead to explain Himself to us. And we have the wonderful privilege of having the Holy Spirit come and reveal what His Word means to us. And what does the Holy Spirit reveal? He reveals what you need to know. Does He tell you everything all at once? You could not handle it. It's on a need-to-know basis that God, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, comes and takes up residence in our soul temple and becomes the center and focus of our lives. This is what He desires for you and I, to understand Him, to understand His fatherhood, to understand that He is the creator of all the heavens and the earth and everything inside and outside. He is our creator. He is our Father. He loves us so much that He sacrificed Himself in the form, in of His Son, Jesus Christ. God was manifest in the flesh. He came here so that He could relate to you and I. Because if He hadn't, we could always say, and the devil could always come up to us and say, see, God doesn't understand. He's not a human being like you. But yes, He was. And yes, He is. And so shall we be like Him, for when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Don't make the Godhead out to be a big mystery. It's a revelation. The Godhead reveals God to us. The Godhead is made up of three personalities, or persons, if you wish. Actually, the Bible refers to it in a way, the word is called personae. The Latin word which means a mask. God has three masks. He has three identities. He wants us to understand Him in three special ways. Now, some of you folks did not have a very good father. And so when God is referred to as a father, if we bring up that image of that not-so-good father, we think, well, God couldn't be like my father. But some of you have had a good father and a good mother. But He is the right kind of father. When our father and mother forsake us, God takes us up. God loves you. God is so interested in you that He sent His only begotten Son to die for you and for me. No greater love is this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, isn't that the kind of love? A father's love should be such that he would lay down his life for his children. And not only that, a husband's love for his wife should be so that he would lay down his life for her. That is the kind of love that should exist in the church. The love of God loves without condition. The love of God is the great revelation of who God is. God is love. And He is revealed to us in the Godhead. It's a wonderful thing. God wants us to know Him. And the essence of God is the Holy Spirit. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And maybe you've heard this. Maybe Gene spoke about it. I don't know. But essence comes from the French word essence, which means gas. And gas comes from oil. And you've often heard that the Holy Spirit is like oil. It's the fuel. It enables us. It empowers us. It gives us what we need to fit us for heaven. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. It's the essence of God. It is through the Holy Spirit that the Father and the Son dwell in us. The Godhead is not the problem, it is the answer to the problem. If you have Christ in you, you have the Father in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you. The fullness of the Godhead is available to dwell in you as well. For that is the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it said here that in Christ dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Are you in Christ this morning, this afternoon, this Sabbath day? That's the answer to the problem. That's not the problem. Do you want to know and understand God? The Godhead acquaints you with Him and teaches you about Him. Jesus reveals the Father's love and compassion for us. The Holy Spirit opens up our understanding of the Scriptures. It's a great team, isn't it? That Godhead, it's for us to understand who God is. God wants to know us, and He wants us to know Him. Now, to know in the Bible, especially in the King James Bible, is to imply intimacy. God shows us that we are His children. He is our father, mother, sister, brother. We are the Lamb's wife. He is our heavenly bridegroom. We are His bride. This is how close we are to be to Him. But even greater than this, He wants to live in us. In the Holy of Holies, in our heart of hearts, our soul temple, our heart is the inner sanctum of our mind. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and therefore will all of the Ten Commandments be written on the tablets of your heart. The heart is the seat of our reason and our emotions. They're both there. He wants to love Him with reason, and He wants us to love Him with passion. Because He loves us with reason, and He loves us with passion. Our God is an awesome God. He's a passionate, reasonable, wonderful, loving, awesome God. It is here, again I say, where the Ten Commandments must be written. It is here in our will where we submit in willing obedience to the will of our Heavenly Father. This is the key that will fit us for the eternal life to come. The Bible and the Godhead reveal to us God and reveal to us ourselves. You want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus. Oh, the Father, look at Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Follow Jesus and His example. Do you want to understand the Bible? Let God's will for your life be manifest in your life by studying the Bible. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you, and He will teach you all you need to know. And you need to know. I need to know. I don't need to have any doubts. I don't need to have any fears. Because, you see, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. You want to write that down. I'm going to read that again. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I like that last one. Sound mind. you don't have to act crazy. You don't have to worry about a thing. There isn't anything that... It will bring you peace of mind when you have Christ in your heart, when your soul has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, when you understand that Jesus loves you. What have I to doubt? What have I to fear? We don't need to fear. The Holy Spirit is for you to receive, to open up your understanding of God, the Bible, and what God wants you to do to prepare yourself and others for eternity. You want to know what to do with your life? Give it over to Jesus. You want to know what to do, what God's will is for you to do, is to turn your life over to Him and allow His Holy Spirit to dwell in you and to open up what the Word of God has to say. Receive Him, and He will give you power over all the enemy, over sin, disease, sickness, power to walk in liberty through faith in His wonderful name. Try to approach God in simplicity of heart. Don't overcomplicate things. Make it simple. And I'm not going to say the third word. We know what the third word is, but I'm not going to say it. Keep it simple. It is the Holy Spirit's work to comfort and to reveal. God wants you to understand and know Him, and He wants you to know and understand yourself. You are not necessarily okay. Now the world says, I'm okay, you're okay. Well, not necessarily. Just look in the mirror. Can you see a few things that need adjusting? Just look in the Bible. Can you see a few things that need adjusting? Yes. I need help. I need help. Thank the Lord for Jean, because I need all the help I can get. Oh, if you don't see some of your faults, believe me, some folks will. It's a good thing to know where you need improvement. A wise man, a wise person, loves to be instructed. But criticism is hard. It's hard to be under the hammer of criticism. Nobody likes it, but it is necessary. And some folks know the necessity of criticizing more than others do. But when it comes to themselves, we need to take this to heart. The Bible will reveal what we need to know about ourselves too. Yes, this is the revelation of God. This shows you who God is. This tells you and allows you to understand that God is a God of love, but it shows you you. When you read this Bible, take it personally. When it's talking about the hypocrite, don't think it's the person next to you. When it's talking about somebody in the need of prayer, it's you. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I think you ever heard that one before. I need your prayers. The pastor needs your prayers. If we spent more time praying than we do criticizing, what great things would be accomplished? I like that amen. That's a good amen. Because it's true. We need to do twice as much listening as talking. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. Do we have two mouths and one ear? Oh, and don't believe everything you hear either. Don't believe everything you see, because there's a lot of deception out there. There's stuff on the television. Have you ever heard of Chris Angel? Mind freak. That man has walked on water. Well, sure he has. Because the devil is duplicating all the miracles of Christ to lead people astray. There are many, many, many deceptions out there. And we need to root and ground ourselves in the Bible. Thus saith the Lord. That is the life we need to live. And we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. We need to be less selfish and more selfless. I want to be like Jesus. And Jesus tells us who the Father is. He reveals to us His nature. He shows us His power. He tells us His will. And He says, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. Do as I say and do as I do. He said of the Pharisees, do as they say, but not as they do. But He says, follow Me. And Paul said, follow Me as I follow Christ. So it is important that we follow. Some people want to lead, but they don't want to follow. Some people have ideas, and they make their ideas greater than everybody else. And they run off after an idea, and they lose their way. But we need to root ourselves in the truth, in what the Bible says, in the Ten Commandments, in the Beatitudes, in the teachings of the epistles, which show us how a Christian should conduct themselves. Because without Him, without Jesus, we can do nothing. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need Him with us all the time. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, He was going away. What did He mean? He meant that that person of the Godhead, whom we call the Holy Spirit, would come and bring the Father and bring the Son and come and dwell in our hearts. And that is the simple truth. Shall we bow our heads and shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Jesus Christ. Thank You that You came, Father, in the person of Your dear Son Jesus, and You lived among us, and You dwelt among us, and You suffered the privations that we suffer, and You understood everything that we face, and You faced it, and You suffered it, and You died so that we could have glorious eternal future with You and the Father. Oh, what a wonderful future we have. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful hope. Oh, if we could only grasp a hold of it and love You as much, or in even a fraction of the love in which You have loved us, how our lives would change, how we would hunger and thirst after righteousness, how we would long for You to fill us and cleanse us from all of our sins. We do ask You at this time, Lord, to cleanse us from every sin of omission, of commission. Help us to start afresh today. Open us up to new and wonderful things from Your Word. And yet they're not so new to You, they're old. So we desire the old paths. We want to be like You. We want to be like Peter, James, John, all the apostles. We want to live close to You. We want it all, Lord. Come and be with us. Come and dwell with us. And fit us for heaven, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And this is an appropriate...